Biologists have sequenced the oldest human genome ever. It comes from a time when modern humans were not alone on the Earth. They were getting up close and personal with Neanderthals. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
In 2008, someone found a human leg bone on the banks of a Siberian river. It was a femur, and it didn't look very old.
I thought it was just another femur. I was very skeptical. I expected it to maybe be 1,000 or 2,000 years old.
Svante Paabo is a researcher at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany. He got a hold of the bone and dated it, and it was 45,000 years old.
And then we, of course, immediately realized that this was something amazing that we had to focus our work on.
Paabo's work is pretty remarkable. He retrieves DNA from ancient specimens. His team carefully collected bone cells from the center of the femur. Then they sequenced the genome of its owner. The result?
This is by far the oldest modern human genome that one has sequenced to date.
The work appears this week in the journal Nature, and it's got other researchers talking. One of them is Sarah Tishkoff at the University of Pennsylvania.
What's exciting about this paper is that it's looking at a very ancient modern human who would have lived around the same time as Neanderthals.
Neanderthals, those big, burly, human-like people who died out long ago. Researchers already knew that Neanderthals and humans were around at the same time, but this paper shows the two groups got pretty close.
Close enough that they had some offspring.
This Siberian guy is the long-distant descendant of some Neanderthal human lovin'. And a few percent of his DNA is Neanderthal. Now, this isn't entirely news. If your ancestors are European or Asian, then a few percent of your DNA is Neanderthal too. But this ancient genome has longer pieces of Neanderthal DNA than we do today, and that allowed researchers to pinpoint when all this Neanderthal human action was happening. Janet Kelso is a co-author on the paper.
We can narrow this range of when did we interbreed with Neanderthals to around between 50 and 60,000 years ago.
Neanderthals eventually died out, and we humans thrived. Kelso says this new genome doesn't tell us why.
I really don't think that genetics gives us a very clear picture of what happened to the Neanderthals. I don't think we get any direct evidence.
But if more recent history is any indication, we humans probably had something to do with the Neanderthals' extinction. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.